Hello and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible number 193. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Today we'll read Romans 3 from the New English Translation. Let's begin. Romans chapter 3. Therefore, what advantage does the Jew have, or what is the value of circumcision? Actually, there are many advantages. First of all, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. What then? If some did not believe, does their unbelief nullify the faithfulness of God? Absolutely not. Let God be proven true, and every human being shown up as a liar, just as it is written, quote, so that you will be justified in your words and will prevail when you are judged, unquote. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? The God who inflicts wrath is not unrighteous, is he? I'm speaking in human terms. Absolutely not. For otherwise, how could God judge the world? For if by my lie the truth of God enhances his glory, why am I still actually being judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil so that good may come of it, as some who slander us allege that we say. Their condemnation is deserved. What then? Are we better off? Certainly not, for we have already charged that Jews and Greeks alike are all under sin, just as it is written, quote, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. Together they have become worthless. There is no one who shows kindness, not even one. Unquote. Or, quote, their throats are open graves. They deceive with their tongues. The poison of asps is under their lips. Unquote. And, quote, their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Unquote. And, quote, their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery are in their paths, and the way of peace they have not known. Unquote. And, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Unquote. Now, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no one is declared righteous before him by the works of the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God, which is attested by the law and the prophets, has been disclosed, namely, the righteousness of God through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God publicly displayed Him at His death as the mercy seat accessible through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because God, in His forbearance, had passed over the sins previously committed. This was also to demonstrate His righteousness in the present time, so that He would be just and the justifier of the one who lives because of Jesus' faithfulness. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what principle? Of works? No, but by the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is declared righteous by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Is He not the God of the Gentiles too? Yes, of the Gentiles too. Since God is one, He will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then nullify the law through faith? Absolutely not. Instead, we uphold the law. May God bless the reading of His Word. In this chapter, the Apostle Paul is, of course, speaking to the Jews again. And the purpose of this chapter is to answer questions and objections that some Jews had in regards to their position or status as Jews, and to point out further the relationship of the law to faith. Paul reassured the Jews that their Jewishness was of value because it was to the Jews that God revealed Himself. They were given the law, which was God revealing to man His requirements for righteousness. He entrusted them with this most sacred knowledge. But having knowledge of the law is not, of course, enough. There must be belief. Without belief, judgment follows. And this is where Jew and Gentile become alike. As Paul said, there is no one righteous, not even one. No one gains righteousness by the law, because the law reveals what sin is, and all have sinned. So are we without hope? No. Verse 24 says, "But they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." So, because of what Jesus did, we are declared clean before God. And verses 27 and 28 continue the thought. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what principle? Of works? No, but by the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is declared righteous by faith apart from the works of the law. The law cannot save us. It can only condemn us. That is what makes the law valuable. The only way to be right before God is through belief in Jesus Christ. EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Get the book that will tell you how to pronounce any name in the Bible, no matter what English version you use. As I told you, it took 2 years for me to complete this book, and if you read the Bible, you need this book to help you say those difficult names correctly. The price goes up on February 1st. That's just a few days away. Get it now while it's only $5.99. The price is going up to $19.99 on February 1st. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, you can show your support by picking up a copy of the book today. You'll get the benefit of always being able to pronounce any name in the Bible and of knowing that you're helping to support me as I produce this podcast for you. Head over to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com and get your copy now. If you'd like to write to me with a comment or a question, my address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks again for joining me today. I'm honored to be included in your very busy day, and I don't take this privilege for granted. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.